Hey girl, hey, and welcome to Talks with Tay. I'm Tay, your favorite podcast host. What's up, gang? What have y'all been up to? How y'all living? How is life treating you? Now, you know me. I just been chilling. Life has been pretty good to me. I cannot complain at all. Now, I've had a little imaginary beef come to my doorstep, but that's a small thing to a giant. And that's also another podcast episode. But anyways, now I'm going to jump straight into it. Summer Walker. Have y'all heard her new album? Still Over It? If you haven't, you better go listen. Now, before I give my opinion on the album, I'll let you know that my favorite songs are Bitter, X for a Reason, and Toxic. And it sucks that I'm not heartbroken or getting cheated on anymore because, sis, I cannot relate to her. Like, I listened to the entire album without shedding one tear. Honey, I was not triggered at all. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's a great thing because I'm all in love and stuff. But it just didn't give me that that I would normally get if I was a side chick or something. You know, when you in a relationship or you in an entanglement and you getting cheated on and dogged out, it make you cry all motherfucking night. Like, this particular situation, this album, it didn't make me cry all motherfucking night. Instead, I was like, okay, this is a good album, you know. It's good. It's straight. Now, I was scrolling on Facebook minding my black business and noticed a post that someone posted in reference to her album. The post reads, "Summer is a bird. You allowed the man to get you pregnant knowing he had four baby mamas. Four guys. Emphasis on the four. Now you dedicated an entire album about it. I'm not streaming that low ventilation bull crap. Every woman's mother, grandmother, and aunt have all told a woman at some point, having a baby ain't gonna keep a man. I guess her ass wasn't listening. Instead of reciting Sierra's prayer for a man, how about you learn to take responsibility for a choice that you made and grow the hell up? And stop making bitter baby mama music that's encouraging other bitter baby mamas to remain bitter." That's kind of like a tongue twister. Honey, that's some tea. Some piping hot Lipton. Do you hear me? Now, that particular post also came from another woman. My thought process on that is, I agree and disagree with the statement. I hate the fact that I'm always so conflicted. Oh my gosh. So the part that I agree with is the fact that when you're in a negative or a toxic relationship, you do have people who are constantly telling you, like, you got to choose you. You got to put you first. You got to get your stuff together. And we don't listen. It's like we see the red flags and we be like, but is it really all the way red? Like, we ignore the motherfuckers. Like, it could be red flags raining and we wouldn't give a damn. We just choose to stay. I feel like she was talking so much shit about this man on social media. I feel like she should have just took her L's in silence. If you're going to go through something and the person cheated on you or that person had a baby on you or something in that sort, like, keep it all off of social media. Summer Walker, she let us into her life, right? She posted about this man all the time, all the stuff that he did to her. And she talked about, you know, how big and bitter the other baby mamas was. Like, she dragged them through the mud. Like, we all knew about the drama her and London was having, right? And now she's in that exact same situation. The same predicament. So the pot's calling the kettle black. Now look at you. Like, she laughed and clowned all these other women that were involved with him, calling them fools, all type of stupid bitches, and now she's the one looking crazy. I feel like if she would have kept her mouth shut and healed silently, then popped out with this album, it would have been better because we wouldn't have expected it. You know, we wouldn't have knew what was coming because she bragged about how he wasn't a good man, how he wasn't a good father. So we knew what to expect in this album. We knew the album was coming because, you know, most albums come from pain. And she put her heart into this album. especially women. That's when they make the best albums, when they upset. Do I like the album? Yes, I love the album. But it just don't make me cry all motherfucking night like some people. Now, I have a PSA though. Ladies, do not come for me for speaking my opinion on the post. Majority of us have been in her shoes. We told all our friends about how our partner wasn't shit and we stayed. On Monday, we posted on social media that we hated them motherfuckers. But by Wednesday afternoon, we cooking them a dinner and posting a picture talking about we love them. We've all been boo-boo the fool. So I'm not mad at her for staying. I'm mad she let us into her life. I honestly just hope she grows and heals from the situation. And if she does decide to take his ass back, don't let us know, because then I'm going to be forced to talk about it. I'm going to have to talk about you, sis. Now, there's a song on her album that a lot of women are going crazy behind. Sierra's Prayer. It is a great song. I love it. But in my mind, that prayer only works for Sierra. Why? Because she prayed about what she needed as an individual. That prayer may not work for the next because everybody's situation is different. And I love how we hyping it up, though, because Sierra is my girl. She left a zero and got a hero. She upgraded so good, like mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. It's crazy. I'm so happy for her. But honey, I'll stick to praying for what I need. I'm just saying. Now, at the end of the album, she provides an exclusive message about her album. It says, and I quote, "Take this time to learn from my mistakes. You don't have to guess if something is love. Love is shown through actions. Stop making excuses for people who don't show up for you. Don't ignore the red flags. And don't think you have to stay somewhere because you can't find better. You can and you will. Don't settle for less. You don't deserve it and neither does your family." So in my opinion, I feel like she's learning from her past mistakes. But it does seem like she's trying to take some type of accountability for her mistakes. I just hope she learns from them. So that's the part that I disagree with in the initial post, like where the girl was like, take responsibility for what you did. I feel like in a sense, you know, this is her healing process and she's owning up to the mistakes that she made. But that's just my opinion. But wait, y'all, it's a motherfucking plot twist. I had to save this for the end of the episode, right? Plot twist. London on the motherfucking track. The man she dedicated this entire album to narrated three of the songs. And I think he produced it. Now, don't quote me on the producing part, but he did narrate three of the songs. He's getting paid while she's bashing him. So technically, you know, it's a win for him. Lord, the city boys are up 6,000 points. We got to get it together. I cannot. Now, this is some motherfucking tea for our ass. How, Sway? How? He wrote Bitter. He wrote X for a Reason and Throw It Away. So I think London ass was pillow talking, y'all. He done sat up there and done told Summer Walker that his baby mama was broken on Section 8. Oh, Lord. The plot thickens. We're going to have to do a part two of this because, baby, London and Summer ass is crazy. I cannot. They ass is crazy. All in all, the post has some good points. I'm not even going to lie. Some of the points were valid. Some of them was a little, I think she was reaching a little too much. But the album was beautiful and it was genius. I say it was genius because just imagine the type of pain that this girl had to go through. If London did produce the album, she done had to sit up here and look at this man. And every time she looked at him, like, that shit brought up flashbacks. So, you know, this album came from a place of hurt. You know, you got to be able to feel this album. Even if you can't relate to it, you got to feel where she coming from. Like, this girl was damaged goods. And she took that damage and that hurt and that pain and she put it into her album, which made the album amazing. I feel like it was genius. It was genius on both parts because this man making money, she making money, and she's healing. I mean, it's a win all around for me. I want all of y'all to send me your opinions of the Facebook post. that I read earlier and the album in general. I've seen a lot of, you know, back and forth. Like, some people felt like she done produced better albums. Some people feel like this album of the year for her. Like, it's all different type of opinions. But, you know, everybody has a different headspace. So that's probably why, you know, there's so many different opinions. Which is good, though. You know, everybody's not going to like what you put out. But me, personally, I feel like it was a good album. I commend Summer for putting out this album. Hey, but sis, take your L's in silence. If you take that nigga back and, you know, you get pregnant again and you, you know, you make it do what it do. Bitch, do that shit in silence. Keep it off Instagram. Keep it off the shade room because I'm going to have to talk about you. And I don't want to talk about you, Summer. I don't want to talk about you. But yeah, just let me know what y'all think. Because Summer. What Santana say? Some. Girl, you done got some free promo out of me, bitch. I'm sick. I'm just playing, y'all. But that concludes today's episode. Make sure that you follow me on my social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, at Talks with Tay. That's with two Y's. Until next time, I'm your podcast host, Tay, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Bye.